this episode sponsored by Being Hard.
That's the opener to the episode right there. Dearly beloved, welcome to episode 63 of the Seven Slot Society podcast, the off-road lifestyle podcast that absolutely no one asked for.
Nope.
Today, we are here in Yucca Valley, California, King of the Hammers 2021,
Yuck.
With Philip Casper.
Yo.
Fernando.
Veloria.
Veloria and Justin's.
Close enough.
This is the media house. We have some media boys in here. Today is day four for me. Philip is day
two.
Justin is day three.
Technically, I just started taking pictures today, so I guess it's day one.
Day one.
He's been an iPhone photographer for the past week and a half here, so it's, you know.
You're what gives the uncredentialed media a bad name.
I am with your uncredentialed
with
media.
With your fucking iPhone. So, Philip.
Yes.
What's been happening? You were on KOH 2020 podcast.
Yeah. We
and now you're back a year later.
Man, back. Nobody asked for this podcast, still and alive. I didn't ask to be here.
So. You literally said, "When are we going to podcast?
Can we do the podcast?"
You know what? I'm going to defer this because I need to go get another beverage here. So, Fernando, if you want to take it away with that question, I'll be right back.
Before Fernando starts, this is Fernando's first year at King of the Hammers. So it is a whole year of firsts for this guy. So yes. Give us did you have any anticipation or trepidation coming into this? Were you nervous about anything?
Nervous, more of excitement, really.
Yeah, because you've been a prolific photographer for many years now.
Does that mean
you
gay?
You are well sought after.
Portographer?
Portographer. You are well sought after.
Only fans.
Yeah.
What'd you say your OnlyFans was? Loaded potato? Or potato in my ass. That's what it was.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a good experience, man.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty stoked to be out here.
Amongst professionals like Angel and I, you know?
Whoa.
Big dog.
Whoa.
Big dogs.
You guys are getting paid?
No one's made a dollar.
Should it be a requirement for this group to have shaved heads? I mean,
I've got
the clippers.
He's got
and you're
clippers
losing your hair.
And Philip, you guys can't see because it's a podcast, but Philip is the only one
thank
with a
God you
full
can't
head
see
of
any
hair.
Of us.
We all have shitty beards, kind of. So yeah. Justin, it well, looks like he's got some Taliban beard going on.
It
looks
if like I didn't hair. Shave, it would have been full Taliban.
It connects
that
to his chest hair.
I know.
Oh, absolutely.
So we got 50% mustache and scrappy beard. And then
50% off mustache rides?
Yeah. No, I was told my eyebrows are too thick for my face, and I need something else to balance it off. So yeah. I need to.
That was your glasses.
Yeah.
When I went to get my beard trimmed before coming here, the lady started buzzing my unibrow that I did not ask for.
Leave that alone.
I was like,
I want
no,
that.
I mean, like, I'm grateful, but at the same time, be like, hey, would you like me
what
to trim
dick.
This up? She was just like,
you turn your head, you got one eyebrow. Oh, damn it.
It wouldn't be the worst I ever looked. So yes. Fernando's first time getting all the cherries popped.
Yes.
What happened today? We were shooting T1s, which is unlimited trophy trucks,
and B1,
can't
right?
Say
and
trophy trucks.
G2.
Shooting.
I don't
T1
know.
T1 and T2s.
Yeah. How was that rush when you heard him come by?
Dude,
he was about as wrecked as he could get.
Full
it's a,
tuck.
It's a really good rush. I mean, it's just it's. I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. You just got to be there.
Like 900 horsepower.
900 horses.
How
making
does
your chest rumble?
Desert landscape with the mountains. It's
dude,
hard
it's
to
epic.
Beat.
It's
yeah.
epic. I mean, you
snowy
know,
peaks.
360 degrees of just majestic views. Really. Hello.
How does 900 horsepower pointed directly at you feel?
Yeah, I kicked it up a few notches, and you know,
tell us what happened.
Sounds like he just doesn't know what he's doing.
No.
We're obviously rookie. Standing.
Yeah, he's specifically
I was
not
sitting
stand
at the bottom
the race
of the hill
course.
With my iPhone.
And, on the outside of a curve.
The truth
yeah,
comes out.
Outside
yeah.
of the curve. Sorry, guys. I've been shooting iPhones my whole life. So. But no, yeah, one of the Raul Gomez. I think it's Raul Gomez that was
I think it
today.
Was.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a picture here.
Missed the line a little bit and dropped about a 10, 12-foot drop.
Yep.
And he never stopped. You know, he never hesitated or anything.
Fucking race car.
Just put brakes on race
cars. Put it
to
the wood. Yeah. You know, yeah. Like, well, we have to finish this race. So we're
sponsored by Tom Wood Truck Shafts.
At a good, responsible 150, 200 feet from the course.
We honestly were probably.
No, we absolutely were. Yeah, for sure. And that's not being sarcastic.
That got reduced about
30.
He easily passed 20 feet in front of me.
Yeah, that was close.
So, yeah, it was good.
But the course marshals were standing right there.
And we were right behind him. So
exactly.
We were safe. But it was, you know, it's definitely an adrenaline rush.
Yeah. But did you die?
It's hard to beat that sound. Like when you can hear it just full wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, I got some really good shots of it though.
Yeah.
Right from, you know, from that spot. So.
When it was running over me, you should see the undercarriage shots. Yes. I got.
Look at the, this picture here, the Max tracks are like about to fly off the back. Yes. Of it. It was, that's pretty nuts. Yeah.
I mean, that hill was pretty steep.
Yeah,
it really was.
It was pretty choppy, completely off track.
Even after they were gone, there was still one big rock that was doing a slow.
tumbling down. Yep.
But overall, man, I'm excited to keep going this week and
awesome
do the 44 Unlimited and everything else. So
I'm actually kind of excited for the motos. I've never shot a dirt bike race before.
Neither have I, because it's always on Sunday.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm leaving.
Going home.
Yeah. I'm still not going to shoot motos.
The media, the iPhone
Such
media
a
guy.
Sourpuss. So, Justin.
iPhones don't reach that far, by the way.
Says the guy with the 600 millimeter he didn't pay for.
I don't have a lot of megapixels left.
So, Justin, you have an extensive King of the Hammers checklist, rap sheet. When was your first year and what did you do?
Was your first one the one when we all met?
No.
Really?
He's raced it.
No shit.
Yes.
I've done stuff and things.
So?
Manly things.
Well, you are 52 years old.
60, but yeah. I'll take it.
So what?
Why are all my pictures blurry?
It's the shakes, old man.
Alzheimer's. Fuck.
It has nothing to do with the liquor. So
I don't remember.
Philip and Fernando and Justin are all editing right now, by the way, as we're chatting.
No, I'm drinking whiskey and
I've got a
looking at
and sorting here through photos that you're never going
to
post.
Yeah, no, we're just deciding to dump all of them on a hard drive.
Right.
I just like to look at them and tell myself how much I suck.
That will sit in your desk drawer for the next year and a half.
Most likely.
I at least put my stuff on Dropbox so I could see it on my phone and, you know, I can
Yeah, but see, I spend money on stupider things.
Dropbox tools? Is like $4.99 a month unlimited. That's like 10 terabytes or something.
Yeah, I
crazy.
Get like a couple things on the dollar menu for that.
Yeah, that's also true.
Like, that's what I do a
food.
Couple times
another $15,000
so.
Toolbox and, you know. Yeah.
Nah,
so,
take a lot of,
back,
take a lot of
reining
Dropboxes.
It back in.
Yeah.
Fucking cats. Your first year, what was your first experience with hammers and when was it?
I don't remember the exact year. I think it was 2012.
Okay.
But we built a LJ.
Who's we? The people that are listening to this literally have no idea who you are.
Thank
You've
God.
Never been
yeah,
on
you're
this
not
podcast.
That special. So.
No, I know. I don't want to be that special. I'm pretty special all alone.
It's the helmet that does it.
Yeah, no. Rock Crawler Suspension.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I used to work.
Right.
And so we built an LJ. We raced it 2 years. I co-drove both years. First year we finished, but over time, and that was a really long day.
Oof.
Yeah, EMC 4500.
What time did you roll in?
I think we left at like 8:15 and rolled in like 9:30 or something.
Holy shit,
I always
shit,
say that
dude.
The EMC guys have like the – it's the worst – like the least capable class, because like at least with the UTVs they're kind of bouncy enough and they're light enough and they're nimble. Yeah, and they're like, you know, 4400, you got 40 inch tires and 900 horsepower, but you're basically dealing with like a Jeep with like some stiffening things and like decent shocks.
Yeah, you got to keep certain portions of the frame.
You got what,
like,
250 horsepower maybe?
No, you can. So I mean, we had a 5.9 Magnum in it, but it's a boat
CJ?
Anchor. Yeah, well, it was an LJ, but you know, it was a Jeep. You know, an engine available in a Jeep. So
that's pretty loose.
right.
A loose translation of the rules.
But no, it flew. Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, it was like a boat anchor. So
yeah, that's a big hammer.
But yeah, you know, if you could have put an LS in it, it would have been
right.
Sure.
Night and day difference.
How'd the second year end?
Second year, we we went, the course had us going up a lot of the big obstacles.
Mm-hmm. Up Chocolate like, Thunder, up Back Door. Up Chocolate Thunder,
Clawhammer and oh Wrecking Ball. Yeah. Or, no, Jackhammer and Wrecking Ball.
Turkey Claw.
Stuff like that. But we actually had a winch fail on us, mainly because we pulled very stupidly. I pulled very stupidly because I was in control of the winch. But there really wasn't another option at that point.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're the only ones out there, and it's either pull forward or don't pull forward. Yeah. And what happens, happens. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, we used it wasn't like a comp winch or anything. It was a base model.
Yeah.
So it wasn't up to what we put it through.
Names withheld to protect the innocent.
I like certain people, so I won't say certain things.
It wasn't like a Badlands, like Harbor Freight
special? No, it was not.
Traveler from Tractor Supply?
Yeah, it was a whoopsie. So basically we broke the winch and we got to a point where everyone was stuck on a certain obstacle, and the only way to get up it was winch.
Yeah.
At that point in time, it was...
Just called it.
Yeah, there's really wasn't any point.
No reason to thrash the car anymore. Yeah. And then what roller capacity did you move into after that?
Well, they realized he wasn't any good at driving, so they said he should stay in the pits.
No, quite on the contrary. I probably would have been fine driving. Co-driving I had an issue with. Oh, man. No, past that, I mean, the LJ ended up going to John Grounds, Proving Grounds Racing.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing his sweatshirt right now.
Exactly, yep.
And, Fernando and I chatted with him today a little bit.
So he ran that, and obviously, like, I was, for a few years, he worked at Poison Spider, and I came out and, you know, supported Poison Spider back when Larry owned it and everything before he sold. And then John bought the LJ, and he started racing. So I come out and support him. Yeah. So you know, I've pitted, I've co-drove, probably I think I don't know four or five times maybe out the Hammer.
Yeah.
This makes the fifth, I think.
So he is the most seasoned in this house.
Wow, I didn't realize we were amongst greatness like that. This is my fourth or fifth.
You got to be right up there.
No, I think it's your fifth because you had shot 2 years when I met you. Well, no.
So, no, I shot regular Ultra 4 for a year beforehand, before my first Hammers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I shot
Spicy Ultra 4.
Yeah. Shot in Kentucky and then Bourbon? Someplace else. Yeah, Kentucky. Bourbon. Some Knob Creek.
Yeah. Kentucky was so hot, I didn't even want to drink.
It's freaking
don't
sticky.
Don't fucking lie to me.
No.
Yeah.
Put it down.
That is true. There wasn't many. We drank a lot of water that one.
Yeah. That was fucking bad.
July in Kentucky, and it's just muggy as hell.
You've never been so hot that you're just like, I don't want to drink.
So I worked like off-road, Unlimited Off-Road Expo in Kentucky 1 year, the first year they had it. And it was 9:30 at night. The sun was still up. It was 93 degrees and it was 95% humidity.
Fucking miserable.
It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever
miserable.
Been
it's like when you land, if you ever like fly into Florida and you land in Orlando and like soon as you walk out of the airport,
just
it's like,
hits you.
What is this?
The
it's terrible.
It's like thick to walk.
Cut it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Not a fan. I'm too fat for humidity.
I think my first Hammer is either 2017 or 2018.
No.
And then. What was yours? 19? 19, 20, 21?
Yes, 19 with him.
19.
Yeah.
Justin took me to my first.
When you had your.
Under my wing.
Your cute little white camera. This
A6400. I kind of wish I had that with the 200 to 500.
Oh,
that's
my God.
The crop fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, did that turn into like 770 or something like that?
I'm bad. I'm really bad at math, but it's up there.
I went to school for art, so I don't even.
I don't math. I was
you
homeschooled,
look like you went
so
to school
me.
For art.
Yeah. God damn. The mustache that does it.
Mainly, yeah.
So what was the first we touched on this last year, but we've got a few new people, Philip.
I'm sorry?
We've gotten a few new people since last year. You want to say what your beginnings in Ultra 4 was?
Ah, yeah. So my beginnings in Ultra 4, I started out just kind of taking pictures of my my goofy little Jeep and my buddies. We were off, out doing our thing off road and kind of called it Off-Road Outlet. It would open up a new one. Truly, for real
truly.
Men. They go down
please
too
believe.
Easy. But no, we kind of what I aspired to be of like seven slot fame, but you know, it's things happen. But I made friends with Torque Locker, Torque Masters Industries, Corey and Eric over there, and they asked
me
to go.
Good people,
very good people. It's good to work with local people too. It's always cool. And they asked me to go take pictures of their Maverick X3 in Kentucky. They were going to race, and they were like, "You ever hear of Ultra 4?" Like, no. I'm like, "Well, it's pretty cool, and we want you to take pictures of our race car." And they paid me something like $300, which is like, you know, gas. And like, they gave me a place to sleep out there. It's like, all right, cool, I'll go do it. And I was like, holy cow, this is pretty awesome. And I've never been around, like, I've been to like drag races and stuff before, and like, which is cool in a straight line. But like, when you're seeing stuff like that tearing through the woods, and you know, you wake up to the sound of like some 6.0 tear, you know, ripping through, it's pretty awesome. Especially Kentucky's got the short course, which is really cool. But yeah, shot
Dirty
there.
Dirty Turtle.
Yeah, DTOR. The best showers in off-road wheeling.
I was not going to shower that year, and you said, no, you
get
should get
pass.
A shower.
Yeah, yep, so good.
Very worth it.
But I did that. I think I did another one. I can't remember. It's, you know, when you get older, you start forgetting things. And
yeah. Gosh, shut up.
No, and then...
so old.
Fucking 25
so
over
old.
Here.
26 years 25. Old.
27, come on,
27.
Please.
27.
28 soon. Jesus. Yeah. No, so then I did that, and then...
Zip it, whippersnapper.
Get off my lawn!
Yeah. Well, then they were going to be racing the Maverick and their LJ at Hammers. Mm. And then I shot for a couple other people, too. And I went out here for my first time, and I was like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah.
This is it.
Life-changing, dude.
Yeah, and then like you're walking around with a yellow vest, and like people are asking you questions. Like, dude, I don't know anything either.
Yeah.
Like,
you love hamming it up with the spectators.
Oh, yeah. No, I chit-chat with them
you
all the time.
You love it, dude.
I'll tell you what, too. If I drank a beer with everybody that offered a beer, I would be like stumbling around by like 10:30 in the morning.
Is that why you can barely walk?
Pick yeah, up right? All
the, guy, the guys offered you a beer today, right?
Yeah. Like, and then when Fernando and I were walking around today, we got offered like six of them.
Yep. Every pit that we stopped
by.
Stop
by and have a beer
awesome.
With us. Like, dude, if we can't.
Like,
yeah.
We're working right now, man. You know, we're like trying to get some work done.
What even is camera?
Yeah. Yeah. Why is camera? No. So shot a couple hammers and, you know, doing photos
like
and videos.
Claw hammers or ball peens?
Ball. I'm a big fan of ball peen because like when you're swinging it, you have to like hit something inside a fender. You're not getting the hook. Mm, you know,
you're working on your Cherokee. I got it.
No, and do a bunch of stuff and you know, thanks for little drivers, companies here and there, and just kind of stuck around with it, and here we are.
Oh, look! I found a picture that I took that's not blurry.
There you go. Hey.
That's, mainly because he's not moving.
Stationary. I was stationary. Tripods
I
were involved.
Am photographer.
No, it's a
not back to blur.
It's a nice break from weddings and you know stuff like that.
Because you're primarily
don't
well,
say
you're
an
not,
actual
you're
photographer.
A,
you're
photographer.
Like the only one of us that is an actual
makes
photographer.
Money outside of off road.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Right.
No, but you're not a full time photographer.
No, unfortunately.
Nobody's more full-time than any of us.
I guess.
I mean, I guess you...
Real estate photographer is not really considered a photographer.
No, but you take pictures for money.
I do.
If you get paid for it.
Yeah.
Then you're a photographer.
You're a professional photographer.
It's like the most looked down upon aspect of photography.
I feel weddings are... It's, I mean, I look down on myself. So I'd rather be doing real estate.
Is everything okay at home? Are you doing okay?
No, just I always joke around weddings. They're all like the same hilarious nightmare. Like everything, every wedding is running behind. Who knows why?
It's
they're never on schedule.
It's an overpriced nightmare.
Oh, so it's basically like a KOH build.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, hey,
oh,
you knew.
Don't worry.
I can
relate. We're getting to that.
You knew,
don't worry.
I don't want to get
you knew
to that.
This day was coming for like give or take like year and a half. Yeah. Like you know,
you planned a little better.
Yeah.
Maybe?
The flowers are never there. Like I don't know if I was telling you guys or something else, but like
Phil's also a gardener.
70% of weddings, there's a groomsman that forgot like part of his suit. At least 70%.
The suit.
Like, you know, like, I'm putting on my coat and my jacket and pants and I realize I don't have a shirt. I'm like, how do you not have a shirt? That's like stays within it in your suit bag, dude. Like,
it is packed inside of the rest of it.
Constantly. Oh, I thought I could iron it myself and then I forgot to.
Quite enough fire.
Yeah, no. Weddings are. And like it's funny to look at them when like you don't have a dime invested, like,
right.
I'm paid in advance, man. I don't care what happens here. Like, I'm taking,
y'all get divorced, y'all get married, it's cool.
I'm here till 9:30 and then I leave, so yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, where's the bar?
Yeah. Is it open bar?
Yeah. I try, I usually don't drink on the job because, like, if something goes wrong and, like, you know, somebody's got a drink in their hand, you look like an idiot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But
this guy is a fucking professional.
Well, I'll tell you what, too. Wedding season's tough. I usually put on, like, you know, 10, 12 pounds because I'm eating, you know, filet and potatoes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Every weekend for like 20 weekends a year.
So what you're saying is I should get in a wedding photographer.
There you go.
So
you get a nice,
I like food. So.
You're around people. Typically, you're around people on the happiest day of their life, and you get a free like $100 meal out of it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Not bad.
But anyway,
happiest and most expensive.
Like, most expensive day yes. of their life. Yeah. But no, I definitely prefer the racing. And I love doing this stuff. And.
I was like, yeah, I could wear a suit and eat filet mignon, but I like to sit in the desert and suck dust.
I love sitting with four sweaty dudes in, in an Airbnb.
I love these bearded, sweaty bastards.
Yeah.
That's a horrible idea.
No, it's if anybody wants to listen to my previous podcast, KOH 2020, Angel and I did three or four of them. They got progressively worse as the week
yeah,
went on.
Yeah, dude, that was gnarly. Yeah.
This is Sunday, right? So there's still a whole week.
We got
yeah,
night we can
an
do
entire
a little
week.
Recap.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Phil and I made a pact with each other that we would, no matter how tired we were,
at least something.
Do something every night. And I think we only missed one night.
Yeah.
You just hear the microphone turn on. It's just like,
hey, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, no, there was one night I had like three or four beers and I was falling asleep
yeah.
while talking to Phil.
Yeah.
No, I was like this.
And Angel's nodding.
Wait, do that motion again.
Yeah,
just how he told us to talk into the microphone. Look at that.
Speaking to the mic.
So
use your lips to move your words into the microphone.
Justin, let's talk about builds. You with Rock Crawler.
Yeah.
Just put on one hell of a fucking show.
Well, shit ain't out of the garage yet.
Hang on. So I'm going to preface.
It's on the lake bed.
I'm going to.
Well, yeah, no, it's yeah.
You brought it here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought
you
meant like
idiot?
In Hammertown.
Shakedown
it hasn't
tomorrow
left
morning.
The garage.
Shakedown
it's,
tomorrow
it's
morning.
Gonna,
oh, yeah, that's
it's
what.
It's going to shake down
yeah.
tomorrow.
So technically speaking, tomorrow.
So when did the build start?
Hang on. I'm going to preface this.
Okay.
Anybody
I don't know
follows
what that means, let me look that up
on Google. Yeah. I'm going to
huge word.
Have an introduction. It's so if anybody follows Justin on Snapchat or not Snapchat. Instagram stories or whatever, or I don't know if he just sends it to us because he wants to flex
yeah.
on how much money he spends on
friends, so.
Right. He wants to flex on how much money he spends gives to the Snap-on man.
All the
but
green
this guy's
tools.
Been buying green tools for the past year and a half.
Constantly.
It's been a lot longer than that.
Well, just
green
recently.
Your favorite color, Justin?
Yes, it's pretty good.
I think you had
green.
A Duramax that had some green accents, right?
That's yeah.
And the LJ, stretch LJ.
Yeah,
stretch
LJ.
Everything has green.
Stretchy.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk about your build here.
Thank you for that helpful and useful tangent.
Yeah, appreciate it, wild man. Bill over there.
Wild card. When did the build start?
December 8th.
And Hammers is?
I don't fucking know what today is.
So Hammertown opened on January 28th.
Yes.
It's
we
almost.
We were actually supposed to have Shock Tuning. What was Friday? The 28th?
Yeah. No, 29th.
We were actually supposed to have Shock Tuning on 29th.
It's almost like you
didn't
know this
that.
Race was going to happen for like a year.
Right. Like you weren't here
funny
last
joke.
Year.
Yeah. No, you haven't done this before. Yeah. No, actually, it's funny because every time you get into a build like this, no matter if it's a 50-day build like we had or you have 2 years to prepare.
Right.
For some reason, it somehow always comes down to the wire.
I used to think those.
Understand why.
I used to think those TV shows on like Discovery Channel and they're building cars. Like, there's no way
right.
that these guys are always like freaking out
behind.
On like the last
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
It's like, but then like you get into projects yourself. Right. It's like, oh, I get it. Like
shit, this, I don't get it. I don't understand because literally you could literally plan for the year before and still wind up scrambling. Like, what do I do?
Yeah,
and you've been working long days.
Yeah,
you've been working what?
So
16-hour days.
Probably like 80, 90-hour weeks,
yeah.
depending. And
oh, I remember my first part-time job.
This guy is the wedding photographer.
I got a full-time
shoving,
job, too.
Shoving meat and potatoes down his throat hole.
Like, all right, now kiss. Yeah.
I haven't been able to go to the grocery store because it's not open when I leave work every fucking night. Thanks, COVID.
Yeah.
No.
So what is the build? I feel like we didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
So Rockcrawler built a 2021
mm-hmm.
JLU Sport
mm-hmm.
with a 392. So
really?
A 6.4.
Yeah.
Yep. Like America's Most Wanted 4x4 did the swap.
Is it a Dodge crate motor?
It is. Yeah. It's Mopar crate motor.
Cool.
But basically, Jeep released the 392 JL this year.
Yeah.
I think there's like 104 of them. That
yeah,
the
SRT, whatever.
Oh, wow.
So for it to be legal, it has to be a production vehicle.
Right. That's how they got away with it, like for racing in the 60s, like the Boss 429 Mustangs and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Like to race in the Trans Am racings, they had to make it a production car.
Yeah, so you have
they
to
made like 150
of
these things.
A certain amount of
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. So technically speaking, that's why we had to cut up a brand new 2021
right.
with
wow.
like 2,000 miles on it. It's actually a lease, no lie.
What the yeah. fuck?
Does yeah, no, though? Don't ask. Because they're going to ask a lot of funny
oh,
questions.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no, it's a lease, but it had to happen this way. So,
are you just gonna swap everything back?
No, there's no swap.
There's no back.
There's no back.
I destroyed
like a lot of cutting.
I destroyed the inside of this thing.
That's hilarious.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So like, if you look at that one versus like say Gerald from Savvy's, which is the well the PSC car
yeah.
this year,
mm-hmm.
The way they did the cage, I did it completely different.
Yeah,
we cut the old one out. And we went down through like the area that the factory cage was,
right?
And down through like the kick panel area, so they kind of tied into the factory A pillar mm-hmm. and then ran their bars a little differently. But you know, I hacked the shit out of this thing. Jeez.
So you know what you got to do is go back to the Jeep dealership where they bought it from and bring it back for like the lifetime oil changes.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm here.
I'm here for my oil changes. They're like, what the fuck is this on-off switch in the middle of the dashboard?
Is this thing cammed?
Did you cut the dashboard? Why is the tweeter in half?
Is that a Haltech?
What the fuck is that noise when I turn the ignition on?
Yeah, exactly. So my question is, why was the build only 50 days?
So Jeep was supposed to supply an actual 392.
Oh.
So we bought a Challenger instead and
yeah. Yeah, basically. Yeah, so they were supposed to supply a 392 for Rockcrawler. They're actually supposed to supply two. But they did not have a ETA on when that would be delivered. So instead of wait and then have them be like, "Hey, we're 2 weeks out. Here's your Jeep." And have the constraint that we have to build this Jeep for KOH, which is physically, I mean, I say physically impossible. I'm sure somebody can do it, but
right.
we wouldn't have been able to complete it in 2 weeks. We had to make the choice to purchase a 2021
mm-hmm.
because it has to be a 2021 model year because that is the year that they offered a 392.
Okay.
So you couldn't use a 2020. And put a 392 in it because they didn't offer a 392 in a 2020.
Right.
So that's where this whole came up.
And that's planned. To appease EMC rules.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, and obviously there's in any race car, I feel there's like a lot of gray areas as
yeah.
far as things like that go.
Yeah. The rules are slightly ambiguous.
Yes. So, you know, it is how whoever interprets it.
Right.
Is. But, yeah, so technically speaking, that should meet the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we basically, it's either wait for Jeep to deliver a Jeep or bite the bullet, purchase a Jeep, put a 392 in it,
okay,
and build it, which gave us more time because they still haven't delivered 392s to us.
So you would have been fucked.
Yes, exactly.
You wouldn't have
wouldn't
been
have
racing.
This year.
Yeah.
So, and with Bronco, with Ford supposed, you know, back when we started the build,
mm-hmm.
they were supposed to be offering contingency for anything with a Ford logo that crossed the line because
right.
the Bronco release. Well, Ford pulled back. So, like, the big push was
Jeep wanted to get a 392 in the race to kind of compete with the Bronco.
Right.
Which, tangent.
For bragging rights.
So,
tangent.
Yeah.
With the new Bronco Sport and the new Bronco coming out, it's going to be a real competition for
these
new Jeeps.
I was going to say, too, so I thought I was lucky enough to actually get the vehicle that I requested for. So Angel and I have very cute matching.
Do we have to talk about this?
Matching silver.
Hawaiian.
With Hawaiian license plate with a cute little rainbow. Our Barbie Jeeps matching silver soft top. JKU's
2018
somehow
piece
the last
shit.
Year they still have, you know.
They're like 2018, cool, we could have given you a JL, but nah, fuck you.
Guess what, you're getting this kind of goofy thing that, you know,
no Bluetooth.
10 years old. Yeah, no Bluetooth.
Dock up.
I'm gonna say it, the Toyota Tacoma TRD shits on the 2018
that's,
JKU
that's
there. I said it, I fucking said
listen,
it.
Listen, all right, Phil's
just
Phil's a Toyota fag anyways.
So early like, JKs.
That's
coming like, for the guy that had a 3.8.
Yeah, exactly.
The pre-Fiat interior, too.
I had
so it was
the
like
minivan, the original minivan.
He had more money in axles than he did Jeep.
Absolutely. You know, I'm driving this thing
with
back
his fucked
from.
Up pinion angles.
I'm driving this thing back and. It's all steep. Over the road. It's like, I can't believe they sold, like, there's no way that somebody test drove a 4Runner and a Jeep and ended up buying the Jeep. There's no way. Because I can't believe they sold one Jeep in the same planet that a 4Runner exists.
Yeah, but how many weddings did you come from before you drove that?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, it's like the engineers...
They just drive like shit.
The engineers forgot that pavement exists. And, like, I get... Like, you want to make a no-compromise off-road legend. Like, I get it. But, like, the fact that people buy these...
I can't keep this between the lines! And I'm sober!
Yeah! Dude, and it's like, yeah. I can't believe people buy these things. And, like, how many... Honestly,
that
how
was
many...
the funniest text.
How many Wranglers do you think... ever see a gravel road, let alone see off-roading, like legitimate off-roading?
JK and
very
JL,
few.
Very few.
I'd say it's got to be, I feel like 1 out of 10's even high.
That's probably, yeah.
I could get behind that kind of numbering.
I mean, you know, CJ, YJ, LJ,
sure.
TJ.
Or once
you
hit 20 years old.
You had to want a Jeep. To buy a Jeep.
Well, especially a CJ. Like, you get it with no roof. Like, you know what you're getting yourself into.
That's just what a vehicle that doesn't have a top.
Yeah. Fiberglass body. Yeah. Like,
that makes sense.
No, but like
normal life.
Like
JK, JL, they want to appeal to more people, which obviously is working because they sell massive.
Well, and I get it's cool because like soon as I got out of the airport, top off of the Jeep, and I'm driving around Santa Monica.
Don't
like
top off of you.
Yeah, my shirt,
titties hanging out.
This no, guy's like cruising up and down fucking
Sunset Boulevard. No, I was like, all right,
rainbow license plate.
I'm driving around LA and it's like, all right, yeah, cool. I get this. I get on the through and I'm like, holy crap, this is unsafe.
I'm not gonna make it, guys.
Yeah, but anyway,
squirrely, man.
I think the Bronco is really gonna give it's a run for its money because the Fords usually have pretty good fit and finish of their interiors too, and they seem like they really paid attention. Like they got drain plugs in the floor, and like the Bronco seems pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. I mean, they're two very different animals. I feel.
I don't know.
I mean, you're talking solid axle IFS.
Oh, please. That doesn't matter as much as it used to.
I feel like Ford took a lot of the little elements of the Jeep, that you know, like the drain plugs, like he was saying,
movable
doors.
Did the original Broncos have all that stuff?
No, original Bronco was just like an F-150 with like
a Blazer or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it didn't have. They literally took drain plugs from Jeeps.
Exactly. Oh, okay. You can see a lot of similarities from the Bronco, you know, from like Jeep.
I mean, if it works, fucking do it.
Especially back in the 60s, it definitely pulls more from like that era of Bronco instead of like the OJ Bronco.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
shape wise and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can remove the doors in a new Bronco. So that's something you never did.
So what you're actually going to see with the Broncos is like they offer so much more factory. Accessories.
Niceness.
Like.
Yeah.
So you can get like a set of bolt-on fenders for a new Bronco.
Yeah, especially with that Sasquatch package.
And
is pretty
from
nuts.
Ford? Yeah, from Ford. From
oh,
Ford.
Shit.
Yeah, 35s from the factory.
Yes.
Factory.
So you can run 37s with a set of fenders from Ford.
Yeah.
So like you're going to see like...
Done up.
They are trying to, you know, corner their own aftermarket market
right.
as opposed to let, you know, other people... design things.
I'm sure those Smitty yeah. built and Poison Spike, yeah. everybody's going to come out with stuff for these things. Well, yeah, I was looking at two for, because I was pricing out a Bronco to see, like, well, you know, after my, I'm done with my Tacoma, like, maybe a Bronco might be something I'd be interested in.
Instead, he bought a Ford fucking Ranger.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, those are, that's on the list too. An FX4 Ranger would be cool.
Stoney has one. He fucking loves
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know Matt Mogadon. He used to shoot for Nitto. He's, I can't remember.
He has an orange bug.
Yes.
I saw him the other day. Mm. Sorry. Go ahead.
So the he loves his, but the I guess the Bronco too, they're taking, like, you know how you get a Rubicon JL and you could get that cool bumper where you could take, like, the, it's modular so you could take the ends of it off.
Isn't
so
that
like
called the Rock Hard?
Yeah. It used to be on the JK. You. Now it's like the current you. One Rock Hard. Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Always it's my middle name.
No, but anyway, you can get, you know, a bumper with the removable ends so you get more clearance
right,
for approach
right,
and
add a winch plate and stuff.
Like the AV bumper.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So you can yeah.
No, it's the water. I really think the Bronco's gonna give the new Jeep a run for its money.
Yeah. I'm excited. Might competition breeds too. Innovation.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It only makes things better. I think, and that's why I think the Jeep that we got is so bad, because they never, I mean, a 4Runner's not really the same class. Like, people can juice up a 4Runner, but they're like, it's definitely more of a soccer mom vehicle.
Right.
And, like, Jeep was like, there's no real competition to a Jeep.
Right.
But now, like,
more power.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting really? To see
more
what
power
happens.
In the Bronco, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially well, and that's why Jeep came out with the 392.
Right, right.
Like, well, that's why they released it. Is
yeah.
You got to afford pushing.
They're a little
numbers,
late so to
like,
the party, though.
Yeah, but they had yeah. It's been talked about for a while, though.
Oh, right. Sure.
Like, you know, before the Bronco was even talked right. about. So.
You know what I think is hilarious, too, is when people would do the, what's it, the AEV Brute? It's like when they would take yeah. like a JKU yeah. and turn it
into
a
truck
and
on
spend
it.
Like $115,000 on this thing, and then they right, came out yeah. the Gladiator. Like,
like, hey, guys. You all,
so fucking salty.
And they still have the half a door in the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yep.
Right.
Oh.
Well, I think what you're going to see is the Jeep was actually, I believe, sold just recently again.
Yeah, Fiat yeah. Sold off yes. something. Yeah,
they,
yeah.
They sold off... something. If
I have no idea. What
the,
you're about.
The last 50 days have been a blur to me, but yes, in passing, I heard that
yeah.
Fiat sold off part of Jeep or something like
or
that again.
The Ram part or whatever it was. There was
yeah.
some
so they're, you know, who knows what happens there even, mm-hmm. you know?
Hmm. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot confirm nor deny, but this is what I
heard. This fucking industry insider.
I was
going to
say, you're
here,
not a
yeah.
source of like news for the automotive world?
No, I'm a source of useless information.
This is our industry plug.
How many teeth are on a standard like Snap-on 3/8 inch?
Oh, I mean, it all depends. I mean, you can get
102 tooth.
Yeah, you can do 102. Yeah. 78, 70, or 72, you know.
There you go.
Around there.
Depends on how many you break.
Yeah. How much money do you want to spend?
Yeah.
Tick, 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 tick. The more teeth, the more money.
Yeah. I got a Harbor Freight one that's got like 36 teeth. You got to go like a quarter inch of a turn to get it. Click, clack, click.
90% of my box is Craftsman, so I can't.
Old Craftsman stuff, like yeah. Whenever I go to yard sales, I'm always digging around yeah. looking for like the American-made Craftsman. Yeah. Very cool.
Did I tell you I finally paid off the Snap-on man?
Really?
Yeah.
Lucky how
man.
Long you have you been hanging on to that?
You're a lucky man.
Since I got 2015. I've had a Snap-on credit line since 2015. Finally
Jesus
paid it off.
Christ.
Really?
He's wearing a Snap-on hat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's his consolation prize. Yeah. They mailed that to him. You're finally done. Here's your $6 beanie.
Yeah. He gave this to me after I bought my roll cart.
I bet he
oh, wow.
did.
Yeah.
He's like, here, take a $4 hat.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for that
$1,500. Yeah.
He raked. You could go to Harbor Freight, like the new U.S. General
they
roller
are
carts
so
are
good,
really
dude.
Nice
Holy
for like
shit.
$210.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely want to buy one.
One of my buddies, he has an older Snap-on roller cart, and then he has a new U.S. General one.
Yeah.
And, like, this old Snap-on feels like rattly, like, piece of junk. And he's like, yep, paid $1,200 for this. The U.S. General one was $190 on sale.
Yeah. Justin, can you grab me one of the Trulies in the door, please?
Thanks, truly man. Thank you, Justin.
I truly thank you, Justin. Yeah, I want to finish those ones.
Actually,
thank you.
Another Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Hey. Say please, you
hey,
fucking
Baldy,
animal.
What time you get out there? What time you get out?
When's your shift done, babe? Damn Polak.
That was a good one. I used to say that to Michelle when I'd go to the bar when she was girly? Working.
She was an actual bartender?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would go and just get fucking shit-faced.
I just get housed.
Yeah, while she was working. She was not a fan.
I was going to say, I'm sure she wasn't embarrassed of you.
Yeah, right. I definitely didn't do karaoke while she was working behind the bar singing
Don't
song to
stop
her.
Believing.
No, it was Eagle-Eyed Cherry.
Save tonight.
Yes, that, I sang
about
that
to break
her.
Up dawn.
So bad, dude.
Wow.
That
yeah.
was weird.
Come tomorrow.
That's a good song.
It is a good song. That's our song. Oh, wow. Not you and me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Words hurt.
Well, you can really dance.
All right. So, Fernando, what are you most excited about for this week?
Sleeping in the same room as me.
Hey. Hey-o.
That's a given.
I'm excited to shoot the 4400. You know?
Yeah. Are you? Straight for the big dogs.
Straight with the big. Yeah. I mean, got to do it. Excited for today. Today, T1 was, you know, one on my list.
It's over.
other than that, I mean, you know, the Legends class, you know, EMC yeah. and stuff like that. But
who is your person? So you've been watching the live show for a couple years.
Yes.
Who do you? What are the teams you root for?
I'm a Miller, yeah, Miller fan.
Like, does it?
He really likes just Honda Ridgeline.
Not only because he's an East Coast mm-hmm. guy, but you know, I met him a couple of times, talked to him. He's just mm-hmm. yeah. really down to earth, dude.
Yeah.
So just Eric Miller, or are you like into Big B and like all the other guys that run Miller Chassis?
Miller Chassis, but, yeah. you know, Eric Miller is a great dude. You know yeah. what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, I support.
It's always
support
cool. East
Miller,
Coast guys. We're all
Miller
East
side,
Coast
you
here,
know what I mean?
So.
Yeah.
The Gomez brothers, I don't know any of them, but, you know, they're just rad dudes.
I heard they just like to fucking party, and yeah. they drive you know? Hard as
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah.
There was some... What?
Didn't they just get into Ultra 4 like 2 years ago?
No, they've been no, ever
not,
since I was doing
yeah,
it.
Not 2 years, what, but
they just I started
Rock
into,
Mountain
like,
Express
trucks.
Or something
just
like
got
that. Trophy trucks.
That might be what I'm thinking.
They raced the Baja last year.
I heard some story about
that.
Like,
might be what I'm thinking.
They would
then.
Bring 12 tires or something to a race, and then they'd blow all of them. Yeah. Like there's some like crazy thing that I heard like that.
Yeah. I don't doubt that. Yeah. I've seen them drive.
What about you, Justin? You obviously have a vested interest in some teams over others.
I obviously
yeah. Like, who's driving the car and what's the number?
Eric Miller's actually driving the car that we built.
Are really? You shitting me?
Yeah.
No.
Cool. So
that's
he's
nice.
He has a 46 on our class. Yeah. And,
what is it? 46
that.
What?
46.
Come on.
I don't know.
You didn't put the graphics
on it? You didn't put the graphics on
it? I didn't put the number plates on it. They
oh, my God.
In the trailer while I was driving yeah. it across the country.
Holy shit. Is that what Jeremy was doing while you were driving?
Yeah, basically. I will tell you what number it is, but.
So while he's looking that up, Philip.
Yes.
What about you?
I always like the trophy truck, or I'm sorry, T1 race. I always love watching the Toyo Tire Desert 21. Invitational sponsored by Monster Energy race.
Oh, there you go.
I'm on the media portal right now.
Yeah.
4621?
4621. I like that because Miller's 21.
21.
That's
why. Nice.
Right. No, that's, I love.
That is not lost on me.
I love trophy trucks. Like if I had unlimited money, yeah. that's probably what I would build.
I have unlimited debt.
Yeah,
unlimited debt. Yeah, good credit. So, yeah. No, I don't know. The whole, I don't think I have a specific favorite race. Definitely, this is going to sound terrible, and I apologize to all the EMC guys, but I think that's usually my, I don't want to say least favorite because it's still awesome.
Mm.
And like, you know, 4800 guys are, it's, you know, pretty close to a 4400 car.
Right.
Well,
you like what you like. So.
Yeah. No, I,
men.
Yeah. Listen,
it's the desert. It doesn't count.
Yeah, wait until this podcast is off, and then we'll talk.
Turn the mic off. Turn my headphones up.
No, I'm just glad to be here. It's yeah. It's awesome hanging out with my dudes.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah, they've just like been raising up this entire podcast, and they're just kind of hanging out in like this space up here. No, and it, which is cool, like my full-time job is I do vehicle wraps and graphics and stuff like that. And there's a couple guys out here, Dustin Eisenhower. I did his decals, and Casey Gilbert. We We did his too. So it's always kind of cool to see guys that you work with do well.
Yeah.
Casey always does really well. Miller Chassis guy from Michigan. So another East Coast guy that's used to snow and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, but no, I just love being out here. It's a good little break from New York to go, you know, such completely different lifestyle than like Southern California desert.
Suck all the dust in the desert.
To think that people just like, this is their life. They come out to the fucking desert.
Could you imagine?
Weekend, and they just bring their travel trailer and park it and just bomb around and, the fucking desert.
So being in New York, like, where do you go? Tin Teepee?
I mean, there's nothing that compares.
You got to drive 5 hours to Roush done in like 6 hours.
Right. That's you have to make a weekend out of it. Yeah, like no, there's nothing that compares.
AOAA Roush, and that's like it.
Mm-hmm. And they're it's two totally different animals.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I know there's always like the East Coast versus West Coast battle. Who's the better drivers? And like,
good thing you bring that up. I have a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about the East Coast versus West Coast debate? When the debater has not participated in one or the other,
they've got no idea, no clue. Because
Fernando,
I don't know. For me, I've done.
You've done both,
yeah.
Anthracite or whatever.
AOAA,
whatever.
I've
done AA.
Yeah, well, it didn't work.
I've done both of them. I ran both of them. I wheeled both of them. Not to sound like a snob, but. Those two parks ain't shit. You know what I mean? To me, not sound. Yeah, you can.
Roush and AOAA.
Yeah, they ain't.
Compared to like Moab or like compared to what?
Dude, compared to like Tennessee, Kentucky.
Still East Coast with Alabama, mud and trees and stuff, right?
But if you go down to like ALP,
that's Tennessee, right?
That's in Tennessee.
Yeah.
It has like a little bit more of a natural feel to it. It's not like all marked. Trails, Roush Creek is annoying because they leave tree stumps like 3 feet high. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell is that? That's not wheeling, dude. You know what I mean? Like, your trails are super narrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, sounds like driver error.
When you're driving a minivan through it,
a minivan on rock jocks.
Yeah, but you know, like, I've wheeled in the West Coast, and dude, I don't know. I mean. I'm not going to say West Coast is harder, right? But to me, like I was telling you the other day, I like to be rewarded a little bit after a hard day on a trail with good view or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that's what's cool about West Coast.
You don't run a trail and just go back to the parking lot.
Yeah.
Right?
AOA, you hang out in the parking lot for a while and you shoot the... Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean?
But for me... You want a spectacular finish.
It doesn't do anything to me. I got spoiled. Like, Wheeling, Colorado.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, dude, Grand Junction compared to like maybe like a Spring Creek kind of thing, which is...
That
Spring
trail
Creek
was
is not,
fucking...
But you can wheel in Colorado and have two different experiences. You know what I mean? Because you can go to like Chinaman's Gulch.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking way different than anything else around that state. So
right.
For me, I will say West Coast. It has
as a preference, not well,
as a preference for me,
not harder versus
as West Coast.
I think it's got to be once you bring in mud and trees into the mix. East Coast has got to be harder because you start slipping and sliding. Out, you're not going out of a trail without body
the rocks
damage.
Are different, the
but
traction's
but in
different.
That and
the
then like.
Different.
You have to.
So you're saying East Coast takes more driver skill?
Well, I don't know about that.
No.
If you look at it.
I'm not taking
I've watched
stand
a lot
here.
Of line mountain
I'm
races.
Facilitating conversations.
There's not a lot of driver
skill.
Not a lot of skill.
On the West Coast, you can have more finesse.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
On the trail, you can have more torque and just let the
tires
the
and the grip
on the tire do all the work.
Because you start going on sandstone and it's like it pulls you up.
You go East Coast
momentum and
it's just
wheel spin and momentum.
Yeah.
Onion, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like pedal to the metal.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of angle iron that goes into it.
Yeah. I think bouncers are perfect for the East Coast. Mm. Right?
Sure.
Rock crawling. For the East Coast, that's, you know, debatable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and bouncers for sure East, but a true crawling, dude, I mean, we saw Laser Nut.
Yeah.
Just taking these gnarly lines, but they're just barely gassing it. You know
they're
what
just
I mean?
Sticking just to the side of the rock like
right?
this.
Yeah.
Creeping right up. So.
But then when you, the thing is, though, which I learned today.
You're talking fucking full. I mean, at that point in time, you're talking crawling bugs.
Yeah, it was laser nuts. The one with
stickies,
the
stickies. You know, the crow, yeah. average
dude that bought a TJ and wants to go wheel.
You can take a 4-door JK on tons and 40s and crawl it. You know what I mean? Like, you can have an Atlas on it. Like, you know, you can swap it, have a V8 in it. You don't have to, like, burn all four tires something, you know?
Yeah, and I agree with the finesse thing, West Coast. I mean, it's two different animals, you know? West Coast is wide open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to be banging your door panels and stuff and losing a fender. And
I wheeled my Jeep for 5 years, and the first time I got a dent was when I went to fucking Roush. I laid the cowl into a tree.
I was gonna say
there's no trees in West Coast.
Yeah. My truck.
You fuck up, you fall off a 50-foot cliff.
Well, yeah. No, that's my truck. The first time I went out wheeling, like, you know, you drive over a log that's kind of pitched on a rock, and it, like, you know, the fulcrum, it, like, uses like a lever, bam, right into like my little back half door.
IFS guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it. I got a big old, you know, little love tap from a log.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, that's what you get. My truck is just destroyed with like tree branch scratches and swirls down.
Yeah. Totally different world. Yeah.
Which, I mean, it is what it is. Like, New York destroys vehicles in and of itself. Yeah. But that's, I think East Coast definitely puts a lot more wear and tear on your vehicle. Like, my buddies and I always joke around, 1 mile off road is got to be compared to probably about 10,000 miles on pavement and the amount of abuse. If you think about
what do you drive with?
True.
No, if you think about it, if you do 100 miles in East Coast mud and crap, like, you're replacing 100 miles off road is a lot.
Yeah.
You're going through wheel bearings and stuff like that you wouldn't do in 100,000 miles on pavement.
Right. And that's like, you know, mud just in general.
Oh, it's terrible.
As opposed to, you know,
what,
West
dry
Coast
sandstone?
Well, and then you've got the other hand, you got silt out here.
Yeah.
Like, silt gets in everything.
Oh, sure.
Just
that's true.
Shit, so.
Well, you see, what's crazy is you look at the chassis, a lot of these race cars are bare metal. And, like, if that was back home, those things would be rust. There'd be holes in them.
You roll it out of the garage.
Poke your finger through it.
It'd
be falling
apart.
They just take it out. And
are we doing a big old group selfie here?
Is everyone playing with their phone right now? All right. So this is for the vlog for day four. We are podcasting.
I can't do it. My phone's out of memory. So.
Oh, my God. Poor bastard.
Is your iCloud broken?
Angel, you got to lean in here and get into mine. You get closer to
it. Never mind.
There we go.
Lean back out.
There it is.
I got my glasses. Right now we are talking about East Coast versus West Coast wheeling, so I cannot wait to hear the comments on this podcast.
Yeah, fight me. I will fist fight
internet wheelers here.
You can feel your ears burning.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I mean, man, I'm a Toyota driver. I get enough hate. I will fist fight anybody. It's all right. I know my vehicle is going to be worth more than yours in the end anyways.
Hey-o.
My truck's got almost 200,000 miles. Blue book still for 14 grand.
Shots fired.
Call me when you need frame repair.
Yeah, right? Mine is the year after all of that went down.
Do you remember that 30,000?
Yeah, so it's still
going to
rot out. You just don't get a new frame.
Stock?
Yeah, right.
With the chrome grill?
Yeah, the chrome grill on the JK.
Up the 30 grand.
I'll tell you what, JKs do hold their value. Yes. Like, great. I don't understand it.
They don't
change them for like 10 years.
But I tell you what.
It's like a 10-year model.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, like, you look at CJ, about 10 years.
Yeah.
YJ, about 10 years.
TJ,
about 10 years. JK.
Yeah, 08 to 18. Yeah.
Yeah,
JLs, though. I mean, JLs are still holding their value.
JLs
like
are supposed
crazy
to run longer, but
I mean,
when you don't change anything for 10 years,
there's no
depreciation.
Honest,
if it's the same thing as in an 07 that it was, you know, in an 18.
But here's the thing, though, too. Other than interior stuff, what's different on a JL than a JK? Same engine, same axles, same suspension.
Well, they've got different engine options. There is different axles.
Okay,
so
diesel.
If you get a Rubicon,
isn't the
JL,
frame different width?
Is it?
Yeah,
the frame is wider.
So all right, I'm a Toyota guy. I don't know.
I don't know shit. I'm just saying
the body itself on a JL is a little bit wider than a JK, I believe.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, real Jeeps have square headlights.
Fucking yeah.
These springs are for poor people.
Indeed
they are. Here. I've got two leaf springs in the back, so
yeah, you are a poor bastard.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, now there's definitely a lot. Like, you know, you order a JL Rubicon, the axles are wider. They're different axles completely.
So they're not just Dana 44s?
They are the
disconnect. They are Dana 44s, but there's so they're like I don't know, I don't remember the numbers, but there's like a 190 millimeter and a 210 or something like that. Mm. But yeah, so the Rubicon axles, or if you order like a Sport or something like that with the tow package, they put the Rubicon axles, they put the bigger axles in it.
So like if you were buying a JL and like you knew you were gonna be tearing into it, would you buy is like Willie's Wheeler base. Or a Sport with a tow package? Like what's the cheapest one base. You could get?
Just straight up base with 30 front, 44 rear.
Yeah, because you're gonna be
I mean, well, it depends what you're doing.
If you got $8,000, $10,000, let's say $10,000, because that's a pretty even number. $10,000.
That's too much.
Too much?
Too much.
So say you got $5,000 and you want to, you know, take a Jeep Wheeling. What do you buy?
You buy a Sport and you get a tow package and you get the Ruby axles.
And you get and put 35s on it right away?
You can run 37s. I wouldn't hesitate to run 37s on
37s in a spacer lift?
Nah.
Do they make Bilstein 5100s for those? Or like what do you do for like an easy lift decent?
You could do something, you know, just lowers, or I mean, at that point in time, if you got $5,000, I would say you're probably $2,400 in wheels and tires for 37s. Alone.
Yeah,
you know, 37s on 17s, and then
Pro Comp coilover kit.
No, I mean anything.
He
like,
said nah.
No, like a Terraflex or a Rock Crawler midarm kit.
Sure,
you know some
biased.
Biased.
I call foul.
Biased. Maybe a Rock Crawler.
I am biased. Yes, 100%. But there's tons of good shit out there. Like you know, they're everyone's got their preference, and
Daystar spacer.
It comes down to like what components are in the kit, as opposed to like, you know, they all anyone in that upper echelon of lift kits makes good parts.
Yeah, right? Once you get like ARB and like the real,
you don't
like
get that high in the chain without actually putting out good products.
Yeah, sure. But at that point in time, you're basically just picking and choosing like, okay, so I want 8 control arms, and at that point in time, is it going to push the rear axle back?
Right.
You're stretching it.
Just silly little shit like that. But everyone's got their little, their niches that they, you know, their claim to fame as far as lift kits go.
Right.
So
sure.
But no, I
Clayton
mean,
long arm and
square tube.
Yeah.
Square tube. I got nothing against that.
Yeah.
But no, you know, that's for $5,000, you could definitely build a JL or a Gladiator and be very capable.
And smack it off some rocks.
But if you
could ruin a very good vehicle.
But if you're putting $20,000 in it, you're getting base model.
Yeah, if you're gonna swap axles,
yeah,
and suspension wise, I would personally just get a X model or
a base with heated seats and just go
and
with it.
Sell everything. yeah.
I'm a sucker for heated seats. Listen, man.
I can't wait to hook my seat heaters up.
So I didn't realize
is it like a coal fire underneath your
seat?
Must be
nice to have warm seats.
I didn't realize how cheap the heated seat coils are. If you could pull the fabric off your seats, they're like $48 on Amazon.
Or if you have a knife, you can just cut them in.
Yeah, fuck it. Right. Just a straight.
No, just put them there and just put a blanket over your seats.
Seat
cover.
Yeah. You know what I like is the taxi driver special, like the wooden beads.
The beads. Yeah. Oh man.
You would like warm beads in your butthole.
Yeah. Pull it out like a lawnmower. Careful.
That's the PBR talking.
Oh man. No, so I like to pose this question to a lot of people that I talk with.
Baby, one more time.
So if you had, you know, $25,000 and you got to get something that you want to go, let's just say 30, and you got to get something that you had to go wheeling with, what is your build? So it's obviously a used vehicle at this point, probably something 20 years old. You know, so, you know, Angel, I know you said that you like that the orange LJs is your, you know, your kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with Justin because I haven't been on a podcast with him. You got $30,000.
$30,000.
And you want to go buy and modify.
To buy and modify. You want to go wheeling. What are you buying?
I could tell you, but then I would describe like what I want to build next.
We'll do it.
I don't
or
really,
are you saving it for the grand?
I don't really want to because people are like, oh man, I'm gonna bite that. You know,
nobody gives a fuck about you,
oh, no, dude, no,
and
no.
Nobody listens to this podcast.
I don't. I sure fuck don't.
Man, this he's is like Lamb Chop. He only listens to the episodes he's on. Angel,
so I don't listen to any of them. Angel was my number two most listened to podcast on Spotify. That's fine, guys. It's all right.
I don't even know what Spotify is.
Old man River over here. Jesus. But anyway, 30 grand. What are you buying?
30 grand.
And this is not your super secret build.
Yeah, no, just say it. Nobody listens to this anyway. Major surface.
I would build a chassis.
So you go full tube?
Really? Yeah.
Really? You're not buying like a old Land Cruiser or
Why?
Something?
Why? Soup is cheap as fuck.
Dude.
For 30 grand.
I'm changing the rules. You got to buy something. Dude, all right, so street legal.
You have to buy a production
that's
going to
have plates
vehicle.
On it. Okay. That's got to have plates.
I
can make tube may have plates. Don't worry.
In New York State.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fine.
I can buy a title in a van.
41 Willys.
That's right. No. It's
all right. So if you got to buy it, like it's got to be a vehicle.
Yeah. It's got to have.
It would be an LJ.
Really?
No question about it.
Shocker.
He doesn't want to have fun. He just like
fucking shocker.
Wow.
No
surprise to anybody.
Yeah. No, it's the perfect combo of everything. It's
lame.
Narrower than a JKR JL.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I'll give you that.
The wheelbase, if you stretch an LJ, is like mine was 108 and a half.
Look out at stretch LJ on Instagram.
Hey, at stretch. Yeah.
And scroll all the way down to the bottom to find pictures of stretch LJ.
Scroll down 4 or 5 years, you might find something other than waterfall or flower. But no, I mean you could pick up an LJ. You know, it doesn't have to be in great shape.
But you're also probably
5 to 10 grand.
Oof. Excuse me?
I'm talking about rough. You're talking about something to wheel.
8 to 12. Yeah, rough in New York means you can't even weld anything to it because it's so rusty.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
Fiberglass body.
Bro, they're down in price. Absolutely.
5 grand.
TJs are going for like 4 to 6.
No way.
Absolutely. Yeah,
with New York State. I'm not talking like wicked clean.
Frame.
Yeah, it wouldn't pass inspection for 5 grand.
Right.
Yeah, no, it would.
All right.
If you're welding fucking long arm mounts on your fucking, you might as well repair
the
frame.
Might as well get the safety caps.
You know? Yeah, right. Exactly.
So we're starting out with an LJ. I'm going to say 8 grand, and I'll keep a tally here on my calculator.
No.
You can put it at 10.
All right, fine, 10. Eight,
put
fine.
It at 10.
$9,500 to appease everybody.
I would buy JK Ruby axles.
Okay.
44s.
So what's that go for?
I sold mine for $1,800.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably 15 to 2 grand.
I sold mine for four.
Four
Fuck
grand.
You.
Yeah.
It a depends on when.
Front and a 44 rear.
Well, I had a 44
you
front.
You raped somebody with that Mustang, which is what you did. I bought a brand new in
dark.
A crate fucking rear 44 from 4 Wheel Parts for $1,800 break to break.
All right, yeah. So you got
Ruby with a locker.
You got $9,700 left to upgrade this thing. So you already got an LJ with Ruby axles.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you're talking 37s on 17s or probably 17s.
$2,500.
You're 25, and then you go a long arm kit with coilovers. You're probably 5 grand.
This is retail, obviously not what Justin would pay.
So you're at $1,880.
Fucking industry insider
yeah,
over here.
Steal it.
This is the Transamerican wholesale price.
Yeah, his wholesale account.
Yeah, I can get ProComp shops.
I paid for my lift kit the first time. I worked there, and that was the prototype. I bought the vehicle, and I paid for that shit.
So you were testing it? Product
yeah.
tester?
Yeah.
I could get ProComp shocks for $62 a piece, too.
Yeah, you can.
All right, so you got, that's $18,800 right now. First, so you got a LJ Ruby axles, long arm kick
long
kit
arm
on 37s. Yep. So you've got $2,200 left.
Beadlocks and all beadlocks, because that'll raise the price a little bit.
Oh no, yeah, you're right. So I mean,
so
I,
you
yeah,
guys
no,
are talking
I'm,
buying all this shit brand
street
new, not
lock.
Wheeling and dealing, yeah. doing drug deals.
No, I'm going with like okay. buying it. You know, if you're just joking
out of the book,
of
yeah.
yeah.
Okay. So are you doing beadlocks?
Yeah, no, I would do beadlocks. So you're probably more like 3 grand.
So another 500 into that. So you're at 19,300. So you got $700 to blow.
And I got my lift, my wheels and tires. Mm-hmm. I'd probably do some sort of highline kit.
Green?
You know? What?
Was it green?
Right, like a highlighter?
Wait, so you'd spend $700 on a wrap?
No. No, like a Highline, like Highline fenders in the
powder. Coat. Oh, okay. Powder metal coat. Cloaks or something, or
yeah, like well, like I mean, I don't know. It's been a while since I built a Jeep myself,
right,
but yeah.
But that's probably right at 20 by the time.
Yeah.
20 grand.
Yeah.
Is that what our number was?
No, 30.
30. Oh my God, you got $10,000 left.
Yeah, your number
I
was
take that and blow it on hookers and blow.
All right, hang on. Let's. All right, so since yours is 20, let's do 20 grand. Yeah, so Fernando, 20. What's so $20,000?
You're gonna give me the cheapest one, like 20? No, man.
we know you don't have 20 grand. That's a limit of this game,
man. 20 grand. He just built one for 20.
So, I would do a CJ7.
Okay.
All right. So you could probably pick what $800.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. New York, you get them for free.
Yeah, right? People are giving away. Doyle with his fiberglass chassis thing. Yeah, a little tractor.
Seven. I would do junkyard axles.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Out of like an F-250 or something? Or? Yeah,
like 14 so, bolt like 60 rear, front, 60 bolt. Front. All right, you know?
So what are we at here for price-wise?
After they build them, man, like...
$2,000 right here, axles and body. Ooh,
no, that's a little low.
Build them with lockers?
Yeah.
That's oh, with built with lockers.
Yeah.
Five?
No, you're probably 7-ish, 8-ish.
All right, let's go high end here.
Yeah. Make yeah, I mean, if you're rebuilding them and putting
I mean,
all new shit
so
in
here's
that.
The thing. A lot of people think like buying junkyard axles and building them is cheaper than buying a crate axle.
Probably not.
You're wrong.
You get a Dana Ultimate 60 for what, $5,000? And then
it depends. I mean, you could be $20,000 at Dynatrax, easy.
Right, right. I mean, but it depends what
so,
you know.
So, I mean, you're definitely cheaper with junkyard axles in that sense. But it all depends what you're putting in them.
Right. I mean, you still got to re-gear them. Mm-hmm. You got to get lockers. If you want to upgrade your shafts, right?
Yep.
From like 32 splines or 35 splines to 40 or 45 that there are now.
Well, so hubs. Sorry, you're starting with a CJ7. So what's your tire size?
CJ7. I'll go 40s.
40s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I
was going to say, because you can get away with running a 35, 37 on a 14 bolt.
Dude.
With stock stuff, you know, you're not gonna.
To me, like I like seeing Jeeps with smaller tires, but to me, nothing tickles me than a 40.
As you say, 33s and lockers is still pretty capable if you know what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I got a little watching man all the, you know the guys in the Willys Jeeps.
I hated Ma Bell. Motherfuckers with 31 inch. Tires on like WJs would walk up shit that my fucking $40,000 LJ would just sit there and spin on.
Yep.
And I'm like,
it looked cool though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was cool.
Love the guys with like half bald, like super, like TSL.
Right.
Like those, like the tires
just getting broken in, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, those things look like 40,000 miles on them. Still got life along. In them. Yeah.
Use that sidewall.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. So we're at $8,000 for a CJ7 body. And right. And axles.
Junkyard axles, 40s, beadlocks.
$5,000-$6,000 right there?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're $2,000.
Are they going to be stickies? What tire are you going?
Like, no,
you're
no
$2,000
stickies.
In
I mean,
tires.
Yeah.
Let's just say three.
$3,000 in wheels.
$3,000?
Four?
Yeah.
35. You're going with good ones.
Yeah.
For the game. So you're at 11.5. So you got 9.5 left. Or 8.5.
Coilovers. Long arms.
All right. My question to you, being a suspension guy, is so now what do you buy for long arms?
Custom. Now you're into full custom shit.
So now you're like, now you're burning brackets and creating your own geometry.
Tabs and,
right. You know.
Man.
So
this is where it gets expensive,
right?
Yeah.
So now we're on different levels. Like I just built a Jeep that you could build in a garage. You gotta have a welder. You gotta have a fucking
a guy that knows what he's doing.
You gotta know what you're doing. You know.
What now is? Are you factoring labor into his thing?
Are you building this thing yourself, or is this?
Obviously, I mean, if I had the capability to do it, yes, of course, right, I'd build it myself. Like, but I don't. I mean, is this?
I mean, I don't weld very well, so
right.
Like, I'm not going into.
So
like,
that's a tough thing too, because like you just built yours, like you're just pricing it out on four wheel parts.
Yeah, no, right.
But
I'm
if you're going into custom stuff, so yeah, I mean labor because
so
like
bolt on, right? So are we talking
so
about
if you're talking CJ, like there ain't no bolt on fucking long arm kit, you know?
Yeah. So if you're going custom fab, factor in labor.
Right.
Oh, so then that drastically decreases
it.
Yeah.
Goes up for sure. Yeah.
But if you got like Lamb Chop doing it. throw him like a 30 rack and say, get after it.
Phil's got his case of PBR. Got half his All right, let's see what you
can do there, pal.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, it, you know, things seem to just get pricey, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's just my vision of...
But all right, so what engine are you going with in a CJ?
I put a 3.8 in it. No, I'm just kidding.
The ultimate sacrilege.
Wow. Your 215 right. Thundering stallions.
Granted, he ain't got no money left in his build, so he's you get one of them for almost free.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Just pull a 4.0 out of the junkyard and hope for the best.
That's what I'm talking about.
I want a carbureted 4.2.
I wouldn't mind running
a mile and a half of vacuum
turbo
lines.
Yeah, 4.0 turbo. Not supercharged?
No. I've driven a LJ with a 4.0 turbo.
Yeah.
And she boogies.
Pretty good. Yeah.
We can go way off. Dude. I mean, how long is this fucking thing going to be? Because we could be here all
night. Yeah, we could be here until we wake up
seriously
at 6 a.m.
they listen to the podcast.
Turbo supercharger, like, ooh. Yeah. See, I owned a supercharged 4.0.
Right.
Tell me what's better about a fucking turbo.
I've never driven a 4.0
right
on a supercharger.
I've driven
so
a
I'm just
supercharged
3.8,
which felt like a 3.6 stock.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, all right.
No, but I mean, it all depends. Like, low altitude, supercharger is fine.
That's true,
I mean,
too. But if you're wheeling in Colorado and you're like 8,000 feet up.
You're 10,000 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to get that boost? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've never driven a 4.0.
I need to take a piss.
So I've seen Stretchy do her thing. You know what I mean? Supercharge in Colorado.
Two different animals. You know,
right?
You got low end versus fucking, or you know, spooling up versus you know, right off the rip.
Like my buddy Dave out in Colorado.
Ochoa. Fucking sick rig,
dude. Literally after Prince's, you know, those are my two. I would say comfortably, those are my two favorite LJs.
Yeah.
Ever. You know what I mean? Seriously. I mean, I've seen Stretchy do her thing. You know what I mean? And I see in both of them. So. Yeah, and she rips, dude. You know, it's a manual 5-speed, and that thing goes, man. Spins the tires like they're 33s, and yeah, and he's wheeling with 44s too. So.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I would do a 4.0.
Mm-hmm.
And throw a snail on there and see what happens.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe Justin will suggest the supercharger. Hey, I don't know.
Are you leaving the stock cage on, the old CJ cage, or are you going to do some fancy shit?
No, so...
No cage.
I would definitely do a
cage. You got to factor in a, you know, like a $1,500 welder in this dude's budget. I mean, someone to run it.
To be realistic, if you're running tons in 40s, I would make the investment on a cage. You know what I mean?
Like, you're rolling that thing at least once.
That was a scary, you know, like when I had my JK, like I almost rolled twice in Moab and that shit hung in my head for a minute. Dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
that,
after I
when you're hanging on the edge of something, you like start backing up and you're like, oh,
so
no.
when you're pretty much straight up looking to the sky and you're only supported by your passenger rear tire. Yeah, like
gets a little light.
I couldn't imagine.
Your satchel goes right into your throat. Like,
your satchel.
But I'll definitely invest in a cage for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So you just blew this budget. I mean, you're up at 40 grand at this point.
40 grand man. CJ budget.
Sorry, man. Just build a rotted out CJ for 40 grand. Your junkyard axles.
What the fuck just happened? This is some monster garage shit.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, Jesse James is going to come kick it through a door. Paul Sr. come throw it through the other one.
Just build a CJ7 with a 4.0 and junkyard axles for 40 grand. Now we get to 40 grand.
I think your math is off. You should be at like $1,500.
That was $1,200 15 years ago. Oh, man.
He did say he was an art major, not a math major.
All right. I'll give him that.
Oh,
I'll give
boy.
Yeah, I want to hear Angel's.
Yeah, Angel, your build.
I'm going to be
MJ.
Less than exciting. Yeah, it's going to be.
Can I say this?
What?
2 year minimum.
Oh, fuck you! Oh, fuck you!
It has to be I love you.
Rude! Rude!
It's got to be built in 50 days.
Call Justin.
I ain't doing that again.
God damn it. I don't know. I'm going to be boring. It's going to be an MJ or a YJ.
That's not boring.
Hang on. You got to help me out here with MJ. That's the...
Michael Jackson?
Hold up. Y'all building a dude?
Michael Jordan? Is that...
Comanche.
Okay. Yeah, that's that's a good one.
The one that's sitting in my driveway.
Yeah. It's I like old body style. All
right, so basically you're gonna build what you got building.
Yeah, this is just his plan to finish what he started.
I like the fucking old shit. I like the old shit.
What do you got into it then?
Into which one?
Whatever shit pile you're building.
I don't know. If I had a what would we say, $20,000?
If I had $1 million.
Yeah. $20,000. So let's say I got the MJ for $1,000. I would then do
buy a frame.
They don't have one.
Custom fab a frame.
You can't do that. Budget plating. I don't know. I would probably do junkyard axles. Junkyard axles and some cheap 40s.
Like a Turo?
No, cheap, like used.
Milestar Patagonias?
Like some fucking those groundhogs.
Are free. Yeah,
right? This dude just busting 44-inch groundhogs.
Hercules mud.
the Dick C-Pack sand somethings.
Some shit.
The ones I had for my LJ. I can't remember what they're called. Fun Countries.
Fun Countries.
44-inch balloons, dude.
Nice. Yeah, boy.
Long time ago.
Man,
some Mickey Thompson Baja claws.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Nitto Dune Grappler?
Don't they look like flames?
Like badass, like chopper looking flames on the side.
The Super Swamper M16.
They're made for like SoCal dudes. That just went,
This dude just bought a set of fucking 37-inch Humvee run flats.
Those are like Goodyear, like military. Yeah.
Yeah. Hard as shit. No flex.
No, they're made to run with like 6 bullet holes in them.
Exactly.
Yeah. You must live in a hard neighborhood.
In Iraq in 120 degrees.
Yeah, right? Yeah. These things will never go down.
Yeah.
Retreads.
Pretty much. But yeah. So I don't know. What did we decide that junkyard axles cost? $5,000.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like $5,000 to $8,000, I feel like
$5,000.
You know, if you're
so what are we at $6,000?
Wait, hang on. So you're by LJ.
I didn't say LJ.
MJ.
Oh, MJ.
$1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, junkyard axles.
Frame like body at this point.
Yeah.
All right, so $1,000 plus
junkyard built $5,000.
His used fucking Facebook Marketplace tires
that I got for free. used 15-inch 42s.
Traded a toaster for him.
No, I got those for free.
He traded an old fish tank.
We're all talking about like fictional builds. Angel's just like referring to his.
I'm listing
life.
Off all the stuff I already have.
Stuff that's sitting in his garage.
I bought my tons for $1,800. Nice. I'm keeping them all stock. So what's that? $6,000?
Yeah.
What's an Atlas cost? Oof. $4,000?
25, 30 grand.
Yeah, you're probably
depends
on what
let's say
want.
Three
by the time you get it shipped to your house.
Oh, and yeah, what do drive shafts cost?
Like an Adams or something?
You're going into it. All right.
Fancy.
Drive shafts, I don't know, you're probably
$600.
Six to eight, yeah.
Yeah. Let's say five.
Five to a thousand.
No, you said six to eight. I said
six
five.
To 800 bucks.
I'm so bad at math.
I'm so bad deals. At math. This is what I do. I make deals.
This is why none of us are making any money
for the
at this whole fucking thing is because we're just bad at math.
Yeah.
For the man.
And life
though,
in general, probably.
Your shafts are gonna be a little bit more.
Why?
The rear shaft is way longer.
That doesn't have carrier bearing in it?
Way longer.
No.
Really, my Tacoma has one. It needs to be replaced, and those are like stupid expensive for what they are. They're like $150.
So obviously, you're just not gonna do it.
No,
you're gonna.
I'll deal with the hum.
You'll spend more money on cameras.
You're damn right.
So let's say we'll say $800 for drive shafts.
Right.
All
right. What are we at now?
$10,300.
$10,300.
You can buy another one.
you can buy an entire another one.
You build two of these shit piles, so when the one breaks, you just turn the key in the other one and go.
I'm a simple man with simple desires.
I
just
want
to roll shit upside down. Yep. I don't give a fuck.
All right, so you're talking about roll shit upside down. You're putting a cage in this?
Cause yeah, no, be, he's giving Lamb Chop a 30 rack and $200 a tube.
Yeah,
I'll be generous.
I'd rely on the factory roof at that point.
I'll give Lamb Chop $2,000.
Ooh!
Generous. Yeah.
Damn.
Look at Daddy Big Dick over
damn,
here.
Damn, Daddy.
Also, shout out to Lamb Chop, who helped pay for some of this.
All
right,
man.
King of the Hammers, that's going
what
on.
A guy.
Those tacos are delicious.
Yes, he sent me quite a bit of money.
Wow.
For Hammers.
Tacos. What a boy!
Yeah, so shout out to Nargabilly Customs. Look him up on Facebook and Instagram.
And go buy some of the stuff.
Go buy some.
Go buy some
mics,
of his stuff. Some knives.
Knives.
He does knives.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
He just bought all new Ford shit too.
Okay, I might have to actually get after him for
bing,
that.
Bing, killer job.
Bing, very cool.
Yeah.
Hammer stuff.
Nice. Fucking gnarly.
You would
have.
So you're at 12,300 right now.
Shit. I'm kind of good with that.
Yeah. Wicked sound system.
1,000 yes. watt kicker amp, 115 inch sub.
Light bar.
Bed
yeah.
Speakers.
Okay, lights. Nope. You guys are all wheeling in the daytime here?
Oh, no.
Shit
our
about lights.
KC gravity bar is like $2,200 right now.
Yeah.
So it's
I mean, that does nothing for you, though.
Give me the Baja
seeing.
Design laser.
Except for seeing.
What's that?
Baja Design.
The Baja Design bat signal.
XL lasers.
I'll buy a set of seats. I'll buy a nice set of wide core bows. And I'll put them in.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
You know, thank God nobody else listens to this podcast.
He's talking about you, Mickey Thompson, Kyle.
And then I would... I don't know. I still got a lot of money left. They're good seats, man.
Yeah, you could buy a fuck ton of Truly.
Hang on. Sparco. So this MJ's got the 4.0 in it? You're not doing a
yes.
different mode? Because
no.
You could do an LS swap for
gonna,
what you got left over.
This
pretty
motherfucker's
much.
Got a 2.5.
Pretty
don't
much.
Kid.
Automatic four-cylinder?
No,
four
fuck banger, no.
Yeah,
no.
All right.
No
so that's
four-banger.
Yours?
I own a four-banger.
Yeah.
Not a
four-banger. All right, Phil. Tell us what kind of gay Toyota
yeah.
you build.
Year-old Razor XP. 1 year-old Razor 1000 XP.
Yeah, but you're already over 20 grand, and you're fucking. Yeah.
All right, fine.
And you gotta put 20 into it to make it worth anything.
Yeah. No. All right. So, man, I was thinking as you guys were talking how I didn't want to do this because it's definitely gonna be over 20 because that's gonna start with a Toyota.
Yeah. So like, you're, yeah, you're, so you're already like 15 grand.
Yeah. Yep.
Shit.
So I really, I do like old stuff too, like MJ era. Like, so if I do like a 91 or like a 92 Toyota.
Taco?
Yeah.
Like
definitely a Tacoma, I'd probably go with.
Were they Tacomas back then or were they?
So those were Toyota pickups back then. Yeah. Or a T100 was like the fake Tundra, yeah. Which is basically, the T100 is like the size of my Tacoma now.
Yeah.
Because every truck is smaller. But I'll tell you what, too, seeing all these vehicles out of Hammers, like the chase truck looking, or like... Baja-ish is super cool.
Right.
But by that point,
long
you're doing...
travel. Fucking.
Well, you're chopping the bed off, and you're doing custom tube in the back. So it's so hard. There's no way that you're keeping that under 20.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
But...
That's like I ran into, like, Kibbe Tech earlier. Huh? They got their Colorado.
They got that.
I think I saw
one
that
too,
one.
Right? The little
the
Ranger.
The blue Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about the Ranger. Yeah. I saw the blue Colorado
yep.
and... like a, you know, I don't know, 15 or 16 Chevy 1500.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, just full long travel fucking king.
No, that's and that's
everything.
I would love to have like a 91 Toyota pickup like done up like a trophy truck with like the, you know, classic like two tires in the back and
yep.
But no, for 20 grand, I think I'd start with like, you know, that era Toyota, so
you're probably 5-6 grand if you're getting a decent one.
So, just want the body and frame.
Okay.
So $3,500 probably. So
right.
Hang on, let me break
yeah,
out the calculator.
Get your calculator out.
$3,500.
Oh. You got a roller, boys.
LS. $5,000 by the time you're done all with right. swap for a 6.0. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Say probably safe. Plus five all grand.
Right. She's rolling.
Yeah.
What are you? Hold on. Pause. What are you talking about? I thought it was already
the
rolling.
$392.
Just, rolled on
is that
trailer.
Justin's Jeep?
A bunch of fucking work.
Yeah.
Justin, you made something that can track in a
work.
Straight line?
Ooh. It's in a garage right now.
Is that at this? Yeah. We don't know if it's going to track the straight line, man.
It may or may not.
We didn't even like check the alignment at all. Like,
no. They literally just cut off the track bar bracket and moved it forward.
You didn't even like break out the tape measure?
No, I don't even own a tape measure.
Snap-on doesn't sell tape measures.
Yeah. Milwaukee does.
I can't afford them if they do.
So you were saying.
All right, so we got a Toyota, like a 91, $3,500. Okay. LS swap, 6.0. So that's probably $5,000 by the time you're done with wiring. And
You buy it out of a junkyard with a fucking harness and shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, harness, clean it up, and do $5,000.
Like a painless kit or something.
I'm sorry?
Like a painless harness kit or something.
Because, I mean, if then I would just, like, register it. Or, like, if I'm in New York State, say it's a Chevy 1500.
You wouldn't even have to, though. What's the cutoff? Like, 91?
Oh, that's true.
OBD1.
Yeah. Fine, 350 with a four-barrel. No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this guy went carburetor. He's got double pumpers.
6.0. So we're looking at 8,500 there for a body and an engine.
Mm-hmm.
What's like
what kind of IFS are you gonna put in this?
Yeah,
thing?
That's where the money's coming in. Okay. It's got to be a 14 bolt in the back, right? That's just like the Chevy kind of.
That's a tough axle.
Yep. Solid axle swap for the front.
Ooh,
and that's probably 20 right there.
Coilovers, yeah, your coilovers and like custom links and shit.
Yeah, so nothing crazy.
I mean, somebody might make a kit for it.
I guarantee you somebody. Because like, if I went to like an 85 4Runner when they had a solid axle in the front, that makes life a lot easier.
But aren't they harder to find?
Very hard to find. Because they only made it for like 2 years. Because they 2 years of a 4Runner with a solid axle front.
Look at how into it he gets when he's talking about Toyotas.
I want a
is it only 2 years? And then like I want
a TJ with a Dana Ultimate 60 and a Hemi. No. Wow. I want a 6.0 in there and an Atlas, you know, whatever.
I can't knock a Toyota, though. I really can't.
Well, so the cool thing about if I would have kept like my Toyota axle's like a 8.5, and from your East Coast Gear Supply, you just get a – like the complete third member, already geared with like 538s and Eaton like E-locker in there. It's like $2,800,
right?
But then you got to do that for the front too, so you know, $5,000.
But yeah, if you're, I mean, I don't even know, are the fronts like third member dropouts like that?
I couldn't tell you. I've only ever changed a diff fluid in it, so I've never like really looked.
And that was Toyota. Recently.
Yeah, just recently. Like 175,000
miles. Yeah, like a third member is fucking cake. You know, you just
pop it out and put it in. Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
Right.
But yeah, I don't really know what the front.
I don't either off the top of my head.
Yeah, Toyota. Toyota kind of just like leave it alone and it'll work.
Yeah.
That's basically why you get a Toyota.
It should
work forever.
Yeah. Well, I remember before I bought my Tacoma, I was looking at pictures of like guys driving like Hiluxes and stuff like that in Syria and Iraq. And I was like, all right, if these things can last out there, like I'll be all right driving it here. So
I'll be okay.
Yeah. No, it's
I ain't doing nothing crazy.
No, I'd probably do old school Toyota 6.0, whatever 5-speed comes with it that'll fit in there, and then axles.
And V4500?
35s. 35s, nothing crazy.
Yeah. I would do like
35. 35. Really?
That's already 2 inches than a normal Toyota can fit.
Yeah, right? Before real.
285 fucking.
6.0 Taco.
My
Stuart. 6.0
Taco.
Yeah,
the black one. Ooh. Yeah, that thing's fucking nasty.
No, my,
dude.
My truck can't fit 35s. I'd have to break out the cutoff wheel.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I fit these tires? Picture of a Sawzall.
Yep. Oh my God, that's my. I love, you know, you get on like any of the forums, like, what can I fit stock? Can I do 285 70 17s? Anything will fit, man. That's
how hard do you want it to fit?
Well, I'll tell you what, too. When I had, so I had some old like Pro Comp Steelies on my truck and 285s, and I'd rub, but I can't.
You think just went to Visions, right?
Yeah. So they were like four and a quarter inch backspacing. Yeah, vision plug. They have like 4 1/4 inch backspacing, and I would rub like crazy going through parking lots, just like, you know, against the frame.
It'll self-clearance.
Yeah, at some point. It's
fucking dumpster drivers.
But then these visions are 0 offset.
Yeah.
No rub at all. Yeah. And whatever that geometry is, it just tucks it like perfectly in there.
Right.
I still have, I got 33s on there, but 17 inch wheels now. And yeah, I'm pretty happy. The visions look good too.
Oh, yeah. That Ackerman angle.
Yeah.
That Ackerman sweep.
Nah, I don't.
Look at the big brain on you.
Yay.
Fucking caveman.
The one thing I know.
You went to, you're saying you went to urinary tract infection for college, right?
That was me. That was me.
Oh. Yeah, Wyotech.
I got your Jeep thing. It burns when I pee.
What's that? Do you guys ever remember that? Oh, was it Power Block TV on like Spike or something like that?
Spike TV.
Muscle Car. And
that's back when I had cable.
Yeah, Ian Johnson had a show on there or something too. Yeah, that's a.
Four by
him and
extreme 4x4
extreme 4x4 that I used to love. That was that's pretty cool. You know, wake up on Saturday mornings and like
Jesse was on there and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I forget which one was it. Extreme 4x4
And now what do we got? We got what's the motor trend?
We got Angel's Podcast.
Yeah, Angel's Podcast.
Fucking trash. <What's>
garbage.
I used to be hooked on Roadkill too. That's about the budget that I operate at.
Hey, yo, Roadkill's fucking good shit.
Never had Roadkill before.
Never had Roadkill. I think there was a turtle back there we could get you.
Some old coyote out
lizard
here.
Or something, yeah.
All right, boys.
Wrapping it up for today?
This has been a terrific podcast.
Yeah, this is a good one.
I'm excited to listen
back
to
this
myself.
It's going to take you like 2 hours.
What's our time at?
An hour and 31 minutes, and there's only a couple things I need to cut out of this podcast.
Yeah, just a few.
So it should be about an hour and 30
minutes. Yeah, it'll be about 30
minutes. Like when we were making fun of Daystar Spacer lifts? Or the
That has nothing to do with me.
Oh.
So I'll keep
the Corbo seats.
He's gonna cut out all the
Sparco.
That also has nothing to do with me.
He's gonna cut out all of our ball busting on him.
Just make us sound like a bunch of idiots.
Or the West Coast, East Coast wheeling part of it.
Shit.
I'll probably leave most of that in.
That's a pretty good one.
I usually don't really edit these podcasts at all.
I wouldn't fucking. That's too much time.
Like, I'd probably cut out the first 5 minutes when I was recording when I didn't tell you I was recording.
That's
and
the
then
classic,
just post the rest of it.
The classic Joe Rogan move.
Yeah. Exactly, man. But thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, ladies and gentlemen.
We apologize for raping your ears.
We have two new guests on here.
Yeah, Justin, plug your plug your Instagram and all that.
Thank you, co-host.
Let's not.
We just high-fived.
Let's not.
Yeah, at Stretch LJ.
Yeah, you can play if you want.
On the ground.
All right, so Justin, where can we find you on Instagram?
At Stretch LJ.
Have another fucking whiskey, you lush.
How about you have one instead of a Truly, you fucking pussy?
Watermelon Truly.
Mic drop.
What is it, the 4th of July?
There you go.
You're a college girl?
I'll go buy another one tomorrow.
Hey.
Sigma Alpha.
This cabinet, Chief. Right there.
What's this? Sigma ice, Alpha ice Sigma in initiation? Hey,
do you moan?
Would
you
call me?
Pee?
There's ice in the freezer right there.
Oh, wow. He's breaking out the bourbon.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Pure pressure, dude.
Come on, no.
Yeah.
So
I'm to win.
Yo.
You're just going to drink it warm like that?
Drinking it neat. Wow. All right.
Fine.
It's
going
to be a little snoring tonight.
Hang on. Put the mic up to the mic up to the cheers.
Dang.
All right. Well, while they're out being alcoholics, Fernando, where can we find you guys?
Wow.
Find you on Instagram.
Pipo, P-I-P-O _V_ media.
All right.
Yep.
Just find out. Find
that was confusing.
Cool. I am P under. Oh, there it is. Cheers.
There we go. Cheers.
I'm P _Casper_photo. Casper like the ghost.
Wow. That's smooth.
Yeah, it's not real bad. Good, isn't it?
Not bad.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to Walmart tomorrow.
$24. It's got the...
Shit.
Yeah.
Nice. Ooh.
She goes down too easy.
That is really fucking good.
All right. Yeah. Now, P good _ job. Casper _ photo. Yeah. I do pictures of a lot of race stuff.
Everything. You also have another Instagram account.
I got another Instagram account where I post my controversial things that...
It's not controversial.
Might not get me booked for weddings. Ticonderoga _actual. Do a lot of guns and stuff like that.
You know, man
a lot
shit.
Of America
man,
shit.
Man
yeah.
shit.
Ah.
Yeah, no, I keep that one on the DL because I don't want some like bride going onto my Instagram and seeing a whole bunch of AR-15s and people freaking out. So I keep that on the secret one.
Makes sense.
I still got to make money somehow.
That's my burner account where I post all my like really crazy memes about taxation is theft and, you know, but... No, P _Casper_photo, and we find Angel at 7 Slot Media, 7 Slot Society. Obviously, you know, you're here.
Nargent.
Nargen. Yeah, which is dude, my he's personal. He's got freaking 9 accounts on his phone. He's got like 2 of them for just like checking out.
He's kind of a big deal, you know?
He is a big deal.
He's kind of internet famous.
He can't handle the amount of followers on one account, so he's got to do another one. You got to be on your phone nonstop.
Can you start bringing some hats to shows, please?
My screen time is fucking obnoxious, by the way.
You're fucking obnoxious. Hang on,
before we end this podcast.
Yes.
Was that the first time you were recognized in public? Outside of like your realm, like not in an event you started.
Okay.
If you were like, you were walking around, nobody like really knew you were going to be here and you got recognized. Mostly because of Seven Slot, but still they knew that.
I mean, a lot of people knew he was going to be, but like a lot of people that aren't here.
It's not like he started a healer or like whatever, like an event that you are about.
So when you first started saying it, I was going to be like, no, because I have been recognized a couple times. That sounds like an asshole thing.
Oh my God. Who is this? Tom Cruise?
Hey. Oh my God.
No, I'm
now I feel like now I feel like a dickhead for saying same true height. Things. No, but then you said for an event that's not my event or that's not a Jeep related event.
Yeah.
So yeah, first time.
Man, 16 and a half tacos deep, and this is what you get.
That caught me so off guard, dude.
Dude, if you're listening,
shout out to Mark.
Mark, if you're listening, the Angel's gonna buy you a taco.
That dude was like 6'7". He's a big, fucking huge,
big dude. Mark, if you're listening, Angel's gonna buy you a taco at the taco truck tomorrow. That's Monday.
Give him a date. That's February 1st.
Monday, February 1st.
And I said I'm gonna send him a hat.
Yeah, he's gonna send you a hat. First. So, Mark, thank you for checking out Angel. Yeah. He loves it.
He loves being checked out.
He loves the attention. That's why he does this. But
yes.
Angel.
What a whore.
Take us home. Take us home, Angel.
I actually don't have a take me home. I only have an intro.
Oh, all right. Well.
So thank you guys for listening.
See ya.
West Virginia. Bye.
Bye.